Yeah, the welcome sequence is super important because it's someone's first impression of your business. You need to woo them a little bit. You need to show them what makes me special. And yeah, so a lot of people don't have them, and it's a missed opportunity because the welcome sequence is like your money maker.
Hi, I'm Tori Mystic, and you're listening to the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast, the only show dedicated to supporting women in all areas of the pet industry. On this episode, I am talking with Carrie Fitzgerald of E-Commerce Society. I've known Carrie for years, back to her Dapper Dog Box days, and I love a chance to get on the line with her and talk about digital marketing. Today's conversation is full of actionable advice, so you're going to want to pull up your notes app for this one. Carrie explains the 5 emails that you need to be sending to new subscribers when they join your email list. These 5 emails are written in advance and scheduled as part of an automated welcome sequence. So don't worry, we're not telling you that you have to send 5 brand new emails to every single person. This is an automated welcome sequence. I use ConvertKit to do this and to manage all of my email marketing. If you're interested in checking that out, I will put my affiliate link in the show notes for you. What I love about Carrie's strategy that I'm about to share with you is that she explains the reason behind each and every email. And overall, they are designed to make sales. Your welcome sequence is when new subscribers are the most interested in you and your business. You're going to get your highest open rates and your highest click rates on these welcome emails. So you really need to take advantage of that and make it easy for people to get what they came to you for. This episode is part of my Q2 email marketing theme. All of the second quarter of 2024 is dedicated to email marketing here in Wear, Wag, Repeat. So stay tuned for more expert interviews with actionable advice and solo episodes that will help you up-level your email marketing so you can reach more pet parents or pet pros who really need you and what you do in their lives. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get into the interview. Carrie Fitzgerald is the founder of E-Commerce Society, LLC, an e-commerce and product business consulting and educational agency. She also hosts the E-Commerce Society podcast and is the author of the book Customer Obsession. As a marketing expert, Carrie helps e-commerce businesses create wildly in-demand brands that their customers are obsessed with. Her unique framework stems from organic marketing, customer loyalty, email marketing, and website conversion strategies that bring in consistent sales and traffic without focusing a dime on ads. After starting her first high-end pet e-commerce business, the Dapper Dog Box, in 2016, she grew the business to multi-six figures of revenue in 2 years without funding staff or support, and successfully sold the business in 2019. Carrie is now in the works to launch her next product-based business venture, Amuse Joy Poo Bags, in 2024, and a software tech business that will help e-commerce businesses create strategy and growth. She is a proud boy and dog mom, a hot sauce and coffee lover, and she's an East Coast transplant living in Seattle. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Tori. Good to be here. Like, thank you so much.
Thanks for being on the show. I feel like I've already butchered the name of your new poop bags.
Not at all. I'm one of those people where I'm like, just call it whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as it's close enough, it doesn't matter. Yes, but you didn't butcher it.
Amuse Joy.
Amuse Joy. Yeah.
Yes. I got all confused because I was talking to you before we hit record, and I had the word amuse bouche in my mind. And so they got me all on a whole other sidetrack.
That's okay. It's all good. But yay, I'm excited to chat with you. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here. You have been posting so much great stuff about email marketing, and I just see how many brands you're helping all the time. And we've known each other for a long time. So I knew you'd be the perfect person to come on here and talk about email welcome sequences and maybe some other automated email sequences that we all need to implement. So for the purposes of our conversation here today, we want this episode to be super helpful, but we're assuming that everyone listening already has some kind of opt-in, that you're getting people on your email list somehow, some way. If you're not, give me a holler. We'll talk about how to do that. But for today's conversation, we're going to assume you're already getting people on your email list, and Carrie's going to lay out for us some of the automated emails that you can set up to make a huge impact on your business. And you were telling me earlier that a lot of people don't have any kind of automations set up. So, what are your observations on that?
Yeah, the welcome sequence is super important because it's someone's first impression of your business. So you have a pet business and you join someone's email list. You want to make that first person feel just thank you for joining my email list, that kind of thing. But also you need to be, this is when you're like, it's almost like dating someone when you first meet them. You need to woo them a little bit. You need to show them what makes me special. Why should you keep calling me? Why should we keep going out or whatever? And your welcome sequence is kind of the same thing. So a lot of businesses that I see do not have any welcome sequence, or any sequences for that matter. And sometimes just for context, I use the word sequence or automation pretty interchangeably. I mean the same thing. They're just emails that get sent out when someone joins your email list. They are set up one time and they automatically are triggered out based on something happening. And yeah, so a lot of people don't have them. And it's a missed opportunity because the welcome sequence is like your moneymaker. We're going to talk about post-purchase sequence probably in a little bit. And that's kind of the sequence that will get you money from customers, but it really makes customers feel connected. That's when you can get customers to do things for you. Your welcome sequence is to get the customer in the first place. So I'm happy to like drill into that a little bit more. But yeah, the welcome sequence, just the importance of it is that it's really welcoming. You can just literally think of it the way it's called. It's welcoming someone to your brand, and you have to sell yourself, basically.
Right. And you're sort of introducing them to you in bite-sized little pieces. Like, I love your analogy. I love using dating as an analogy for all kinds of marketing. But you're not going to be able to sit down with your new email subscriber for 30 minutes or an hour and tell them your whole life story. You need to kind of sparse it out in a few different emails. So that's where it becomes a sequence, because it's like a couple of different emails going out. So what's, after a new person subscribes to someone's email list, what's like the first email in this welcome sequence that should go out?
So it can be really, it can be pretty flexible depending on what the opt-in is. So for example, you have a website, let's just say you have a Shopify store or maybe a Squarespace website, and you have a pop-up that says possibly take 10% off your first purchase. Like, usually if you want people to join your email list and you're selling a physical product, a discount works best. If you have a service-based business, like you're a dog walker or, you know, something like that, for example, maybe you give them a PDF or a checklist of something. So whatever it is that you're offering people when they join your email list, that should always be the front and center of your first email. So just to kind of keep it really simple and not over, because I kind of sometimes can overcomplicate email stuff. I'm like, you should add everything in, like the whole kitchen sink. But really, you just want to have one goal per email. So your first email really should be whatever that opt-in thing is. So discount code, free checklist, PDF, whatever. And if you don't have any of those and your pop-up just says, let's be friends, something like that, join my email list, which I don't always encourage that. You want to give someone an incentive. No one wants to join more email lists. They want something from you. What can you offer them to join, basically? It's kind of like if you're walking around a shop and there's someone in the front who is giving out samples of something. Like, you're going to go to that person and say, yes, I would like a free piece of cookie or whatever. So just an example. But the first email generally is going to be a welcome to the brand. So welcome to the brand. Like, here's a little bit about us. So the second email, I'll talk about a little bit more about that. But I would say the first email should be, if your pop-up or welcome thing is 10% off your first order. You want to basically say, thank you for joining the email list. We're so happy to have you. A little bit, I like to have a picture too. So every email should have a picture. For the first email, I would say picture of either the founder of the company or a really, really, really awesome lifestyle photo. So because your audience are pet people, this is literally the easiest, like best industry to have photos, have a picture of a dog and like the product or offer or service that you have. So if you're a dog walker, have a picture of a dog and someone walking the dog. If you're selling a physical product, have a picture of a really cute picture of a dog and the product. So lifestyle photo, and then who are you? Like in a couple sentences, what is the magical thing about your business? Put that, and then push what you want people to buy. So if you are a service-based business, talk about your service. I know intuitively we don't want to sell our stuff. We are afraid to sell. We don't want to annoy people. This is a business, not a hobby. Okay, you got to be comfortable selling your stuff, and people want your stuff. Always think your stuff, your services or products are helping people with a pain point of some kind. So don't be afraid to sell, but your emails should be salesy by nature. I'm going to say that, and I don't always mean that you should be selling the crap out of something, but put the products that you have in there. Put your service. If you are a, do you have more service-based people here or product people? Then I can use those more as examples, or both.
I think we have a real mix of both. Okay. But we can stick with product-based examples if you want, because that's kind of your specialty.
Okay. So yeah, if you sell a physical product, like put here are our top five bestsellers. And if you're using something like a Klaviyo email marketing, you can actually insert your products there. If you're using other Squarespace or other things, you know, you can just link what products you sell. So just make it like really clear, but you want to really hone in on why someone should keep opening your emails, but you really want to share a little bit about the business. So I would say that would be the first email. So just like as a recap, you want to have, I would say a picture, a lifestyle picture of like person, dog, product or service, then a little bit about the business. You could even put a mission statement. I really like those for the first one. And then you want to tell a little bit about the business. So who are you? Why did you start it? Something like that. And then you want to introduce your services or products and then have one call to action. So yeah, one big bright colored call to action button that takes someone to either your product pages, your bestseller pages, your services page, that kind of thing. So I would say that would be the first email. And this is, and I want to say one thing. This is your number one. If you have a discount code as your website pop up, like take 10% off your first order, this one email right here is like your moneymaker. So out of your entire welcome sequence, this one email is your best opportunity to make the most amount of money from a new person. So make this email a showstopper. So again, really pretty photo, a little bit about you, your products or services, and really make it so when someone opens that email, it's like idiot proof that they want to buy from you.
Yeah. I love this so much, Carrie, because I feel like anytime I sign up for 10% off or 15% off, which I do often, the email comes and it's just like, here's your code. Bye. Yes. And I think that the idea of including with that, here's the coupon code, and also here's my top five favorite products that I have right in that email, because you could upsell them in the email. If they're already planning on buying something else, they'll be like, oh, I didn't know she also made bandanas. I'm going to add one of those to my cart as well. So it's such a good opportunity instead of just saying, here's my coupon code, like, I'm sorry for interrupting your day. Like, I'll go away now. Goodbye. You know, yeah. A lot of us are just like, we don't want to annoy people on our list, but they signed up because they want your email.
Yeah. Or the other thing too, that I hear from people all the time, it's probably like the other big objection. Oh, well, they already know about what I sell. They already know about me because they went to my website. Yeah. Or, oh, well, people already know that about me. Or like, people already know what my products are. I don't need to talk about them. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You need to talk about them until you want to throw up from talking about them so much, because people don't remember anything. And you have to assume, like, and I was chatting with someone about this the other day. You have to And this goes for your emails or your website. Like, build your website or your emails as if the person opening the email has absolutely no idea what you sell and who you are. If you do that with your emails, I guarantee you, you will like double your sales.
Yeah.
Because people don't know who you are. They don't know what you sell and they don't know why they should buy from you. Your job as a business owner has to push it to them. And like, I use the word idiot proof all the time, and I don't mean it in a rude way. It's just like, how do you build something so your customer knows exactly what it is and why they should buy it? That's kind of when I say idiot proof, I don't really mean people are idiots, but it's just like, you have to build something so that a child can kind of go through and figure out, oh yeah, that's what this is. So I would say the same goes for emails as well.
I'm totally with you. My goal, when I make like a new sales page for something, I want to answer absolutely every conceivable question on that page. And so if someone emails me with a question that's not on that page, I go and add it somewhere in the FAQs or in the body of the page somewhere, because you need to idiot proof it. Yeah. In the nicest possible way. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've covered email number one. Should we have more than one email in our welcome sequence?
Yes. I can go through five different emails that you should have.
Okay.
I would say you have to have at least one. That is the bare minimum. So if you're getting over, a lot of people I feel get overwhelmed by email marketing. And so if that's you, just start with the first email. Just go with that. And then you can always add one after. But get that first. So when someone signs up for your email list, the trigger is that first email goes out immediately. Do not. And this is another huge mistake. Mm. People will set it up, and just because they don't really know the software they're using. I know you use ConvertKit because I see your photo. Whenever I log into ConvertKit, I see your photo all the time, which is so awesome. But like, some people might not know ConvertKit because it's a little techie. It's good, but it's like a little techie. Yes. And you might not know, oh, if I don't click this, that first email doesn't go out right away. And so
By default, it's like the next day or something that it goes out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, make sure you test your stuff so that first email goes out immediately, especially if you are offering a discount code. I can't tell you the amount of times that I also join an email list and I'm like, okay, where's my 10% off? And it like comes the next day.
Yes.
So at that point, they have lost me. And so again, don't assume, oh, well, the customer will just buy it tomorrow. They will not. They've moved on to your competitor, and your competitor has already like shipped their product on the way. So don't make those mistakes. I can give a couple. Maybe I'll just give like a couple examples of like more emails that you can put in just to not overwhelm people. But
yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think even before we get into the other emails, I feel like this is my mantra, but done is better than perfect. So if it's overwhelming, just do this first one. Make sure it's published and sending immediately and all that kind of stuff. Then you can always go in and add these other ones, right? So we don't have to have the entire sequence of three or five emails completed in order to start it. You can start with just one.
Exactly. I love that.
So, okay. So beyond this first amazing first email where they're getting to know you, your mission statement, your favorite products, they're getting their opt-in discount or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Then what's after that?
So I would say that for the second email, you want to hone in on what's your brand's secret sauce. When I say secret sauce, it's really what makes your stuff super special, super unique, or different than competitors. So if you are a dog toy, let's just say dog toy company, what makes your stuff different? Is it that your toys are super durable, that, you know, if you have a pit bull or like a staffy, or I don't know, I'm just stereotyping, but like a dog that chews up toys, those toys withstand the, you know, tear of the heaviest chewer kind of dog. Or if your stuff is made in the USA and, you know, this kind of thing, or you're eco-friendly and you donate 10% of sales to this pet organization, like, tell people why they should buy from you. It sounds so simple when you say it, but actually most people, again, they assume, oh, well, people just know everything about me already because I assume that they've gone to my website or something. But it's your job again to like sell to your customers. So really hone in on like, What is the one or two things that make your stuff super special? And if you're someone who sells multiple products and you don't just sell one thing, again, always focus on what are the few products, like what are the 2 to 3 products in your, you know, in your store that sell the most. So if you sell one thing, like you're a dog poop bag business, or for example, I believe Liz from Hightail Hikes has been in your podcast before. I love her so much. She sells incredible leashes. They are absolutely phenomenal. My favorite pet leash. So if I were her business, I would be sending emails that talk about the leashes, how they're made, like the durability, the material, they're made in the USA, female owned business, that kind of thing. So just sharing with people what makes your stuff different or unique, why they should buy from you. And then always when your welcome sequence, always put the discount code. If you're doing a discount code for that first, you know, again, the pop-up or whatever, make sure that you give people a reminder. Don't forget, you're 10% off. Here's the code. Call to action, links to the website. So every single one of your welcome sequences email should have that code if that's what you're promising.
Yeah. Oh, I like that tip a lot too. I don't see a lot of other people doing that. And I feel like sometimes we're almost like we want to gatekeep the discount. It's like, well, you got it in the first time and now I don't want anyone else to know what the code is, you know, but they're on your list. So reshare it.
Yeah. And again, the point of the welcome, and I forget if I mentioned this too, the entire point of your welcome sequence, you always should have goals for things. Welcome sequence is to get someone to buy from you. So whenever you're creating your emails or crafting them, always think, does this email push this person who doesn't really know about me to want to buy? How can I evoke things in the email that gets them to want to buy? So photos, video, sharing your story, which we'll talk about in a sec, sharing your story, your selling points, that stuff should be in your email. And if it's not something that's going to encourage someone to want to buy, then it might not be necessary to put in your welcome sequence. So I would say
that. It doesn't all have to go in there because hopefully these people will be on your list for a long time and you'll have other regular newsletters that go out that can share other things.
Exactly. And then I would say, like, again, I can give you a lot of emails here, but I would say the next email, really, I would share your story. And this is one that I'll get a lot of objections from most people. They're like, oh, no one cares about my story. My story is boring, blah, 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 blah. But in fact, your story is what humanizes your business. You go from this like faceless Amazon brand into an actual human, you know, a mom living in Pittsburgh with her dog, or I don't know, like something like that. You have to share your face, your story. What made you start the business? Did something happen in your life that pushed you to want to start a dog walking business or a dog toy company? Everyone has a reason. No one just wakes up and says, you know what? I'm really bored today. I think I'll just start a pet business. I mean, you could, but it's generally going to be pushed from something else that's like happening. But your story is so freaking important. And I guarantee you, when someone reads your story, they instantly will want to buy more from you. And it's not just always about trying to sell something to someone, but in the end, this is your business. Your business is meant to make money. Yes. So,
well, and this story. I think this is a Marie Forleo quote, which I drink all of her Kool-Aid. And she has one that's facts tell, stories sell. And your story is really so important. I was just reading an article this morning about TikTok is doing this huge advertising campaign with TV ads and also paid ads on Meta's platforms about Save TikTok. And they've enlisted all these TikTok creators who have amazing stories. You know, there's like a nun, there's a veteran, this guy Patriotic Kenny, who I love his account. And there's a whole, like a farmer, there's all these different people. And it's not like, oh, TikTok is great because I got this many views. TikTok is using these people's stories to say, I'm able to use this platform to educate people about what's important to me and to help people and to create community. Mm-hmm. And like that story, TikTok is banking on that, saving their platform in Congress versus stats and facts. It's the story is the more important thing there.
And people, the thing is too, I love that so much. I agree with all that. People remember the stories. They probably don't remember like maybe all the selling points that you put in your email. But once you start sharing your story, the secret sauce, your selling points, your why, your mission, and you visualize or you make it easy for people to visualize using your product through, if I think, again, pet industry is so awesome because everything can be with a pet. If you sell cat things or things for horses or dogs, put pictures of dogs and a person in a toy or a video, and it's like people just eat that crap up. So it's easy to make people picture themselves using your product. But the story is really, I think, the humanization angle of it. And people remember that. They'll say, oh yeah, that person who emailed me about this, but like, I love that she did this, this, and this. And your story is where you can really create connection and building trust. And again, when we have an online business, trust is what gets people to actually buy from you. So
yes. Yeah. Okay. So after sharing your story, you'd mentioned that there might be two additional emails that you would recommend in the sequence. So what would be the next one?
Yeah. So I would say one, think about your platform where you can create the most sense of community or connection with people and direct people there. So, hey, follow us on, and it's generally going to be either Instagram or TikTok. You want to choose the place where people can literally like DM you and say, hey, you know, I just joined your email list. I have a question about your dog toys, that kind of thing or whatever. So direct people to your social media channel and just like let people know why they should follow you. And your call to action, again, remind them of the coupon code if you're using a coupon code, but otherwise direct them to that channel and say, send me a DM and like, I don't know, like say hello, or, you know, you can kind of get creative. And if you don't want people to DM you, then don't put that. But I think starting conversation is a really, really awesome way to, again, you're opening the floodgates for people to like get to the next step, you know?
Yeah.
So I think
I have an email in my welcome sequence that, at the end of the email, it's not even the subject line or the body or anything. At the end, I say, please reply to this email and send me a picture of your dog. And I get so many replies, and I email back to all of them. But some people send me like 10 pictures of their dog. And I genuinely do love it. It makes my day when I get these emails. And I just love that people are inspired to take action and reply, and it builds that connection. So sending them to social is great, or just say reply to this email. And you know, the more specific you can be, the better. You know, I think another problem that people make is say, ask me anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's too vague. So, you know, I like to say, send me a picture of your dog.
I love that. I might have to use that one. That's a good one. Yeah. And just make it relevant to your business. You know, if depending on what you're selling or what services you have, you can kind of get creative with that. But the point is like you're trying to push them to the channel or platform where they can scroll through and they can get a sense of your brand and what you sell. And that's kind of, you know, I didn't elaborate on that part, but that's kind of the point of this one is, you know, the place where you can create connection with them if they do reach out to you, but also you want them to be able to scroll through or go through your highlights.
Yeah.
Say, okay, I'm learning about this person, the founder. Here's like customer photos or videos. Like you want to take them. It's almost like a mini website.
Yes.
And have them go through and they get a true sense of like your business. Again, it takes someone multiple times of seeing your stuff before they will buy from you, and they might never buy, and that's okay too. But you know, generally an Instagram or TikTok is going to give them a really awesome glimpse into the business and the brand, and they'll know, okay, this is someone who I want to follow. Or they might say, you know what? Ew, I don't like this brand at all. Yuck. And they're going to unfollow you and unsubscribe. And guess what? That's okay. Like, goodbye.
Good riddance. Yeah.
Hi, that's Susan. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope everyone's still with us. One more email that you had mentioned. What is the fifth email in this sequence potentially?
So the last one would be something around social proof. And again, if you're wanting to kind of combine some of these, that's okay. Like if you want to just do 2 to 3 emails and you have one, like follow us on Instagram and like, here's some fun videos of people using our product or whatever, or like, here's our favorite dog walking videos or something. You can put that together, but I really like to have a bunch of emails here because not everyone's going to open every single one. And mm-hmm. your welcome sequence, these emails are the ones that they really do get open. People want to know a little bit more. So I would say social proof, testimonials, that kind of thing. You could even, video is always the best, but like having a couple fun photos and having like a quote of something that they liked about your product. And again, I'm pretty strategic when it comes to like testimonials or social proof. If your best sellers are like X, Y, and Z product, put those in your email. You know, if your services are, I keep using dog walking. You can tell I have dog walking on the brain. If your services are dog walking and pet sitting, but like 90% of your business comes from dog walking, then put that in your, you know, put that in your social proof. And get quotes or testimonials from people talking about those best sellers or best services that you have. And then again, last chance to use discount code, da 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 da. And then again, always a call to action, one call to action, 1 to 2 call to action buttons, but they're all like, don't give people 20 different things to do. The exception to this is the social media one where I said, go follow, you know, on Instagram or TikTok. You might have multiple ones on that one, but for the most part, you just want to keep it simple for people. Don't have 700 different call to actions.
Yeah.
And then this one too, make sure in your subject line, you have last chance to use X code or something.
Right. And so in that case, the code doesn't necessarily expire, but this is just creating some urgency, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like last reminder.
Yes.
Last reminder to use this code. So you put that in there. And in this email, if you're doing a discount code, the first email and the last email that have that like reminder, last chance, these will be the moneymaker ones. The rest of them might not make as much sales, but because you're saying you're giving them that initial code and then the last email is going to be like last reminder to use, it kind of like prompts something like, oh, I have to use that code before it expires, even if it doesn't expire. So.
Right. Yeah. No, I like that a lot. So just to recap, can you tell us quickly, what are the 5 emails that we need to have in this welcome sequence?
Sure. So the first one would be like that introduction. Here's your discount code. A little bit about the business. Like again, something, it could be like a mission statement. It could be like just a couple things that are like your overarching themes about the business. And I really like to have either a picture of the founder or a picture of a lifestyle picture of someone using the product or service. The second email would be your brand secret sauce. Like what makes you super special, super unique? Like what do people need to know in order to buy? The third one would be, it could be either your mission of the business, like why you started. If your business also too, if your business is a, I keep saying profit driven, purpose driven business, like you donate money to sales or your business stands for something more than just a product or service, make sure that you're really honing in on that stuff. Those are like the major things that make people want to buy. But I would say email number 3 would be your story or, a mission, why you started the business, da da da. The fourth email would be following on a social channel. So I would say Instagram or TikTok, wherever you have the most connection or people get a really good glimpse of like what you sell. And then the last one would be social proof, testimonials kind of thing. And then like last chance, last reminder to use discount.
Awesome. So for people who are just setting all this up, this is a, in ConvertKit, it's called a sequence, and I don't know another like Klaviyo or MailChimp, what they call it. Sometimes there's interchangeable words, but exactly. it's a sequence that's triggered when someone signs up, and it automatically sends at a cadence that you've told it to do. So like every 2 days or every other day or whatever mm-hmm. it is. So this is something that you set it up. If you set it up properly, it will automatically run and you don't need to send as many emails manually as you might be doing right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, the goal for this is to make money and sell your product or service. And it's an incredible way just to get people to like get a really well-rounded view of your business, what you sell, and really like what makes you different than competitors or Amazon. I mean, those are the big reasons to get people to want to buy. Like you can't just assume that people know about you. They need to understand, why should I buy from this store when I can buy from this store? You know what I mean? So your story, your connection, I'm sorry, your story, your selling points, all that kind of stuff really, really matters.
Yeah. I love, Carrie, I have so many ideas. I'm going to go work on my email sequence right now. So thank you for sharing all of this with us. We don't have time to talk about other sequences, but I think we gave people so much to do with this one. And this is even something you could kind of stagger them out. It could take a few weeks to actually send all five of these emails. So there's a lot of content right there. We mentioned at the beginning that you are working on a brand new poo bag brand. So where can people go to kind of, are you sharing your journey of creating this online somewhere?
Yeah, I am. I'm in the process of coming up with possibly like a fun newsletter. I'm doing a couple short playlist on my YouTube channel. So if you just go to YouTube and then it's my first name, last name, and then the number one, I don't know why the one is there, but I can't seem to change it. But I have a Instagram account called Amuse Joy, AmuseJoy Poo bags. And I'm just kind of really sharing the behind the scenes, like all the things I'm doing to set this business up and get it, you know, off the ground, launching at some point this year. It feels like it's taking a really long time, but it's okay. I'm trying not to rush myself. But yeah, super excited. It's going to be a really fun, colorful, bright poop bag company. I kind of, you know, dog walking is like a huge part of my life. And really over the years, I kept looking at these green poop bags. I'm like, these are so ugly. They're so boring. They're so tacky with like the standard paw prints and dog bones. And I thought, you know what? I've always wanted to do a really fun, colorful, like Poppy meets Bark Shop kind of a brand. And that's kind of what it's going to be like. It's going to be super fun, like lime green and purples and just so, so, so fun. So I'm super, super excited.
Thank you so much, Carrie. This has been really amazing. And if anyone is interested, they have an e-commerce or product business. You do tons of stuff and have great resources for that. So I'll make sure to put all the links in the show notes and below this episode. People can easily find you. And on Instagram, what's the best place to follow you there?
So my account, Kerrie.A.Fitzgerald, it's K-E-R-R-I-E, and that's probably the place where I have the most stuff.
All right, awesome.
Send me a DM and say hi.
Yeah, go send Kerrie a DM, say hi, ask her some questions about poop bags, and she'll have the answers for you.
I will love to answer all the poop bag questions.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you so much, Kerrie.
Thank you for having me, Tori.
Some of the best conversations happen after the episode. Send me a note on Instagram at wearwagrepeat or find even more women petpreneurs to connect with in our private Facebook group called Wear Wag Repeat Labs. If you want to dig into more episodes, resources to grow your business, or find a link to something we discussed, it is all right there for you at wearwagrepeat.com. I'll see you back here next Wednesday for a fresh conversation.